Boom. So, who's doing intro?
This is mad. You are doing
Oh, Emma, man.
I'm not an actor.
You know what? It's actually so fucking funny.
Oh, you might as well just say, this is mad.
So, guys, basically, yeah, we had a full-on episode that we recorded. We were about half an hour in. It was juicy. And then the thing decided not to record because there was something wrong with the file. So we're gonna do it again, but you know what? Don't worry, it's gonna be better than last time, fam. Don't even like. We're not even like. Don't even watch that, fam. Get me. We got this.
You don't know what you don't know, innit?
You don't know what you don't know, innit? You don't know what you don't know, innit? So it just is what it is, innit? Like fuck COVID. I don't know why I'm saying fuck COVID.
That,
fuck COVID.
But oh my god, the whole thing is going pear shaped. What the hell is going on?
Listen, we're basically entering lockdown. Oh, the country can't officially enter lockdown too because it will collapse financially.
I mean,
we're basically.
I mean, when they were giving out free food, like. All the food was, you know, like when they were doing the eat out to help out, yeah. But it was all basically priced at the price that you thought, you know what? Nah, this is actually what it's worth.
Yeah, basically, we're paying for what. This is we were paying the price we should have been paying,
yeah,
basically.
This is actually what this is worth. There's no way the McDonald's breakfast is actually like whatever the price is.
Thank you.
Like whatever it is.
Even like Nando's, yeah. So obviously they took the VAT down from 20 to 5. Even Nando's, yeah. I was like, well, now I kind of feel like I'm not getting bumped again for going Nando's.
When you go Nando's and your meal comes up to like £14 or something or whatever.
Just,
or
what?
Just like for...
For what? For what? I'm basically paying for a slightly spicy chicken and chips. That I could have bought for Morley's for a quarter of this price.
There you go.
Effectively.
I mean, but you pay for the eating experience. Sitting down with your friends, your chums, eating food and doing refillable drinks.
On a real though, does Nando's even have that kind of experience? Like, it's not even the same. Like, even if you think about it,
where does
you can't even
that
get
experience?
Up.
Yeah, no, it's true.
They've taken it away now. All restaurants now, you have to either order on your app or they bring to you that like, you don't even get dining experience like you used to now. It's the whole world's changed. It actually sucks.
It's crazy and it's going weird again now that it's about to go dark and everyone's gonna be masked up. It's gonna be dark at 4 o'clock. Everyone's gonna have masks
on. Oh my god,
on.
You're so right.
And then some of you lot are wearing glasses too.
Oh my god.
Can you imagine how that's gonna look like when it's dark at 5 o'clock here? I mean, I know obviously there's people are outside, like, you know, we're outside and
yeah,
stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But imagine how that's gonna look like when everyone's like just masked up.
I'm
gonna have the hat with a scarf. Like that's gonna look so crazy.
Can you imagine if you've like, for example, it's like fucking freezing cold and you've got to wear like a parka jacket. So you just got a parka jacket, glasses,
with the fur.
Mask.
You got the fur
with
on the
fur
hood.
On the hood, because that's the one I've got.
Yeah.
That's exactly
yeah,
what I've got.
Yeah. Like it's gonna be mad.
Oh, that's peak.
Yeah, it's all going weird and I don't really
I don't really fuck with it. I can't lie to you. It's a bit annoying. It's not, do you know what it is? It's just it's not what I'm used to, and I don't like it.
It's not what anyone's used to. It's just been a mad, mad time, you know.
Onto music related shit.
Yeah, let's get into it.
So basically,
what's been happening?
So what happened was, so this was what happened today on socials, basically. So on Nine Bills had dropped this little clip from this platform called Chords. I think it's called Chord. Anyway, the video was basically, the question was, agree or disagree if Stormzy is the king of grime? And so basically there was a...
That probably shouldn't really be a question. But
it shouldn't, to us. It's a bit cheeky. But anyway, there was five people.
Yeah, I'm not even... Okay.
And they moved. And so basically, I think four out of the five people disagreed with that statement. He's not the king of grime.
Okay.
And that's one right. person, a girl called Millie, shout out you, was like, he is the king of grime. And she was like, proper fighting his corner, like, as in, like doing apologist defending
shit. I think the maddest
thing
is that he wouldn't even fight his corner for it. Like, I know he said, king of grime, and it was great. We were all like, oh, yeah.
King of grime, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I know he did all of that. We were all on board, but no, I don't mean.
Himself would say he's not king of grime.
Yeah, he wouldn't even fight up.
But you know what?
He's always said that. He's been consistent.
Music doesn't even say, like, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, even if you go by the first his debut album, he had 2 grime songs on it, max. I think maybe 3, something like that.
Maybe yeah. Maybe like 3.
Maybe like 3 grime songs. And it was effectively it was. And I'm not saying that. Well, he is kind of. I guess he is an inferior pop artist, but It was mainly
why
pop.
Fury though? Yes, he's a pop. He's he's a popular artist.
Do you know? Yeah. Do you know what it is? I've always had this thing about because you are right. I've always had this thing that when you say pop artist, I am thinking
you're thinking
more
of like the cookie cutter.
Yeah. I'm thinking
Taylor Swift.
This kind of skin contention. Do you know what
you?
I mean?
Okay. Light skin.
So that's why when they say popular, I'm just like, oh, he's talking like Katy Perry kind of vibes, but it's not. It's just a the music that you're releasing is a general consensus. It is popular. So in that respect, yes, he is a pop artist. He's not a grime artist. Not in the because I'll be honest.
He has a tune on the new album, Pop Boy, innit?
Yeah,
Pop Boy.
He knows the vibes, innit? So and I respect it, but I think to say even in that respect. To say he's the king of grime over people like Wiley, Kano, Getz was just like, what's going on over here?
I mean, the fact that it starts at Stormzy is probably a problem and a solution.
Yes,
one,
I agree.
Of course, you know, you got to chat.
Yeah, I get it, you know, like obviously when people see something like that, you're just gonna get loads of people commenting and stuff
course,
like that.
Of course, come on, we're here.
It was
we're
bound to
it.
Happen. We're doing it.
Yeah,
we're
yeah,
talking
yeah,
about
yeah,
it.
So we're doing it. So
if that's what they were going for, it worked.
Obviously it succeeded.
But what it does is so obviously I quote to it and I was just like, you know what? If you're going to say to anyone that they are the king of any genre, R&B, pop, rap, whatever you want it to be, they have to have a substantial discography in that genre.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example,
that also counts for top five.
It has to count for top five because you're talking about someone who is beating everyone else. So, if you're talking about rap, king of rap, for example, the reason why you include Jay-Z or Nas or Biggie is because they have top five albums. They have
Biggie
albums that are credible.
Albums,
yeah, okay, well,
there is
but you get what I mean. But those are two of the greatest hip hop albums of all time.
Yeah.
So if you're going to put them in that conversation, they've consistently got to be doing it, and they've got to be in that discography for a long time. The other thing as well is that when you look at it, the problem with the whole king title is that people base it right now off of who's popping. So the reason why
I think it's always low key kind of.
Do you think it's always been like that?
Yeah.
To a degree, I get what you mean.
I think, I think rappers, of course, you know, within the realm of rap and just, you know, rappers as competitors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I feel like that is something, they're all king, innit? everyone comes in, I'm king.
Yeah.
T.I., I'm king of the South. Yeah. I'm king this. Everyone's king, innit?
That's a good point.
Everybody, like all of them, even, you know, even with the women, I'm queen.
Yeah, that's
I'm king.
Good point. That's a good point.
You know?
So it's actually, I guess it has always been the case. But
it's
then
part, it's part of the bravado. Whether or not, you know, everyone agrees or disagrees, it's definitely something that's just said as, it's just said as part of the persona, part of the bravado of being, a rapper and stuff like that. Now, maybe when we, the listeners and the fans talk about who's king, then that could be based off of, oh, well, he's always on the chart, or he's got the two classic albums. Reason why Drake, Kendrick, and Cole are spoken about as top three of their generation or whatever is based on this.
Yes, I see what you mean. Yes, okay.
So when we're doing the discussions, I think fans, like, we base it off of, or some fans, should I say, like, base it off of, like, popularity. But when rappers are coming in and just saying that, it's just because
it's just
something to say.
Yeah. I see what you mean.
It's just something to say.
And that's why, like, when you're saying, okay, who's the king of grime or whatever, when people are saying, oh, it's Wiley, it's Getz and Stormzy, Wiley, Getz and Kano, for example, and the reason why I use the people, even if they're not quote unquote doing what, if you look at the numbers Stormzy's doing or whatever in terms of the popularity figure.
Fair.
The reality of it is that their consistency in the genre, what they've done from an impact
there's a bunch of different things that you have to check.
This is what I'm saying. There's almost prerequisites. That's almost unwritten.
No, definitely.
You see what I'm saying?
No, definitely.
And you almost don't, like, the funny thing you agreed with what they were, and we didn't even, like, I've never spoken
to you
about
funny,
them, but you just knew.
Yeah, you know what's funny, like, about what you're saying now? You know what's, like, just playing in my head? It's like Chip saying to Tiny, like, you don't even have a wheel up. Like, what are you talking about? Like, you know, like he said, you're like whatever he said, and he said you don't even have a wheel up bar. Sit down. Cause I can't, you know, at this point I'm not gonna remember what Tiny had said. It was part of like one of his tunes that he sent his way. But for some, when you're saying that, because he said you can't be in the convo, you don't have a wheel up.
But he's right though. He's, you know what?
Like, you don't.
It's
you,
funny,
you,
but it's
you,
true.
You can't be in this chat over here because you need to have a P's and Q's.
You need to have top three selected.
You need to have one of these. You need to have a tune like this over here.
Yes. And I think the other thing is that what people do when they blindly defend their artists, and we all do, is sometimes what we realize is that by disagreeing with the point, so saying that Stormzy is not the king of grime, that's not a disrespect to him, by the way.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Because he's doing his thing. He puts out music. Whether you like it or not is a completely different discussion. But he's established himself enough to say that he's an artist. He's an artist in his own right. He's got his accolades and stuff like that. And you give him his dues. We're just talking about this in particular. It's not a disrespect to him. We're just basically saying that to give him this title, you're going to have to, there's a lot more to it than just
the title itself. But also, you know, like maybe some part of it is, potentially maybe part of it is also just the way people use the word grime. They just throw it around now.
Yeah,
and it's just kind of used in a kind of flimsy.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Unfortunately, you're black and you rap. Oh, that must be grime. And it's kind of like, you know what? Coming from us, that shouldn't be it, you know?
Yep. That's a nail on the head kind of thing, you know?
You shouldn't. Like, obviously, when the Metro and these lot, and whoever, Daily Mirror, and whoever, they and they do that. It's expected, isn't it?
Yeah, but
you know, we shouldn't really be doing that.
No, I agree. I actually agree.
Especially when someone like Stormzy has like been well documented and kind of saying, listen, like, you know, obviously, like my entry point into this thing was grime. I've done grime tunes, but I wouldn't sit here and tell you that I'm making better music than Big Zoo. I wouldn't sit here and tell you that Yizzy isn't the guy, like Prince of Grime, whatever it is that he talks about, calls himself and stuff like that. And not getting the term of grime confused, but remembering that grime has a lifestyle attached to it.
Yes.
So I know that that's part of why maybe people just throw it around like in that way, like, oh, grime. But it's a lifestyle, and then there's an actual genre that, you know, a lot of people are not listening. Like, not that people aren't listening. People are definitely listening to grime music, but when these conversations are being had, maybe those people are not really listening to, like, maybe the two artists that I just mentioned.
Yes, agreed. Yes. And you know what? It makes a very good point, because you're right. Because if you're looking at the if you look at grime as the actual category, as in the scene itself or whatever, you would be looking at people like Big Zoo. You'd be looking at people like Izzy, who are absolutely like killing it in the genre, who are consistent in it, and they're young. You're not saying that these guys are kids. You're just saying that actually, if you look at the subject matter itself, not even from the surface level, if you actually go deep into it, there's tons and tons of artists who are actually like in the genre, who are almost like they're subscribed to it. They're saying to you, that is what I am. Storms, you know what I mean?
That's the music that they're making. So if you're going to have a conversation and you want to have a current conversation, so you don't want to do the old conversation of who the top five is of Kano and that generation. You want to do a new one, then you have to take into consideration all the new guys.
Yes.
You know, that's how 100%, that goes.
100%.
You know.
So the other thing that I was thinking about as well is that what I love about music is this. So when I'm watching the clip and I'm watching, like, obviously Millie's like defending Stormzy and saying he's King Graham, whatever, whether you agree with it or not is a competitive issue. But what I love is that, do you see how, like, what's amazing about music is that you will defend the artists that mean the most to you.
Of course.
You'll defend them to the death, you know. And I do.
We all do it.
And that was
you
like.
You have to. If you can't be a fan, if you don't.
Do you see what I'm saying to you?
You have to have
how
your,
many times,
you have to have your faves, and no one can chat about your
thank
faves.
Thank you. How many times have we sat here and debated J. Cole?
We haven't even really had our real J. Cole. When J. Cole drops, that's when the fireworks are going to start. We haven't even had the real J. We've just touched it.
You know,
it's coming.
You know, when the album comes out, we need to do a Just a J. Cole.
I'm on that.
Because that one, we're going to go into depth about J. Cole's previous work and his new project. But anyway, the point I was making was when you're defending an artist in whatever sense it is, or you're making a claim for that artist, a lot of the time you will talk from the sense of what that artist means to you. So, like, obviously, I can talk about a random person. I'll talk about Stevie Wonder, for example. Like, Stevie Wonder means a lot to me. Like, that's like my guy.
I'm still disappointed with what Big Sean. I know he told a cute story, but that wasn't what we were.
Anyway, thank God he didn't sing anyway. Like I said, as I said to you, that was Big Sean's fault. There's nothing to do with Stevie Wonder. He doesn't take any blame for that. But it's you know what I mean? It's like when you're talking about your artist who you love, who you adore, whatever, you will fight to the death. And so when you're seeing people being passionate about it, obviously, yeah, you can say, oh, wrong, whatever. But that's what the beauty of music is about. Like, that's why music is so wonderful.
Music is subjective as well. So, you know.
So subjective.
Those are the things that you connect to. And even the things that you may argue, like, why this album was so great was because maybe, obviously, like as they say, that might just hit you at that point.
Yeah, the time in your life when that was.
No one can tell you about that album. You know, they say, but they've made way better music since. Yeah. But nah, this one right here, like, that was the one for me.
100%.
So,
100%. You
know, that's why, like, when you're having those discussions and stuff, I mean, there are maybe, like, I don't know if there's some, there are, I guess, things like chart success, and those are maybe, like, the more rigid things if people wanted to argue, but really, like, you know,
but then you know what does beg the question though, in the midst of you like defending the artists, when you now look at what they've like done, if we're talking about their private life, is it like we always I know oh, we talk about wow. this a lot
yeah
but can you separate the artist from the art though?
As people that were talking about Chris Brown just on the previous episode, I don't even know. Do we want to go here?
Let's talk about it.
I mean, can you separate art from the artist? It sounds like you should be able to, but I think it's super hard, and it's obviously an individual choice, and it just depends on, again, like, I can't say how strong you are and your
morally.
Because it feels like you shouldn't not be able to, but I mean, there's certain things that are like just irredeemable acts that I feel
number one
should probably just leave it alone. It's so weird. It's like, is it that deep?
But this is what begs the question. This is why it's so difficult, yeah? Because obviously, and this is completely talking from this is my opinion for anything. This is not like final say or whatever.
Yeah, go on.
But like, you know, there are some things that are just almost unforgivable to me. And this is the thing, because some people might not feel the same. Prime example, R. Kelly.
Full stop, the stuff
that he's done is just, it's unforgivable.
It's irredeemable.
It's irredeemable. Like, it's just, it's like, it's almost like it's unfathomable that someone would do something like that for a consistent, and even till this very day, even though he's behind bars, it's still like,
three decades later, it's crazy, but I mean, yeah.
And so now it begs the question. So now I'm sitting there and you're thinking to yourself, Hold on.
You want to get some motivation, so you want to put on that world's greatest tune or whatever. But really, with like someone like R. Kelly, it's over with. Like, forget that. It's not even. When was the last time you played R. Kelly tunes, like, really and truly, even before that documentary had come out? You know, you may have one time gone into a little throwback session with your friend and you might have just been pulling up the videos on YouTube and all of that, but not really. So it shouldn't have. It shouldn't have been that. It wasn't hard.
No, I agree. Like, I think he's the one and probably only artist that I would say that I've personally cancelled. Like, yeah,
only ever personally cancel somebody. So you can never, like, I know people are like, oh, no one should be listening to him, and, you know, but or artists in general. So, you know, I think they said something like Tory Lanez's streams. I think they said, I guess they went down. Allegedly. And then he apparently had said, nah, they went up or whatever whatever the flipping case was. Yeah. But it's like someone like Tory Lanez. And how do you weigh? Can you weigh? Like, how do you weigh?
How do you know? Where's the line? Like, where do you?
Yeah, like,
where's the middle line?
You know, obviously, pedophiles, fuck that.
Nah, fuck that shit, man. I just think
just put them on an island somewhere.
And just burn the thing.
With a match.
Yeah, like, but just one time.
This is what I'm saying. So, but then Tory Lanez shoots at Megan Thee Stallion, and people are probably in the next few years, if depending on how it goes and stuff like that, will probably still, like, listen to his music, potentially support him, collaborate with artists.
Yeah, yeah. He'll still sell out shows.
Rap culture, 6ix9ine, snitching, is it irredeemable or not? He flopped, you know, like with his album and stuff like that. But I mean, there's so many different things, and yeah, separating the art from the artist, it's like, it's a tricky one, I think.
Yeah,
and I think you can only ever make a you can only make a personal decision because the artist informs the art. So part of that, like whatever they're going through, goes into the creation of the thing that you're then consuming. So like, you know, like R. Kelly's thing, right? Is that they kind of pulled up like, you know, this tune and then the lyrics, and then now it's not really sounding like such a
sexy tune no more. Now it's sounding like this is a bit creepy.
This is extremely creepy.
This is like borderline. This is ridiculous.
Exactly.
But then so if you put aside stuff that's happening with R. Kelly, if you put aside, for example, like artists who have a, you know, had a personal story or whatever, the thing that I think, and I feel like this is where social media has come into it, for example, is that with the artists who've come in and they've established themselves or whatever and they release art, because if you look at it like 15, 20 years ago, although yes, people's celebrity's personal life was out there, to a degree, we didn't know that much about them. So it was almost like their transgressions, as much as you would know about if you read gossip or whatever, it is far more highlighted now.
Of course.
It's now, I feel like now it's actually even more difficult to separate the artist from the art because
you have you have a lot more detail on what was
far
happening.
More detail.
But I just thought, you know, like when Jay-Z raps about selling his mom crack I sold you crack. No discount, no nothing. Like, and that to someone is an irredeemable thing. What? You sold your mom crack? Like, because you just wanted, I think the next line is something about him wanting to like buy like just like new clothes or something like that, like a new chain or something. Like, it's not even.
Obviously,
he's reflecting on raw. I did that.
Did that.
But that's wild. Yeah. That's a you know, for lack of a better word, that's a low life thing to have done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
but then it's right. No one gave. I definitely feel as though people cancel artists or you separate artists based on your own moral compass, not on what is, because obviously, and it's exactly what you say. Not everything is the same line in terms of morality. Do you know what I mean?
And you know what it is? It's just a lot of gray area.
We have
bits that are, of course, like black and white, like the pedophile and whatever. But like, you know, rappers like in relation to just what they like content wise, we are comfortable with people talking about killing people.
And that's been the case for several decades.
Yeah, but
several. It doesn't look like it's gonna stop anytime soon.
This is what I'm saying. And we're not saying it has, but I'm just saying the things that we are seemingly comfortable like murder in music. Where does the line start? Where does it stop?
Is it
possible? Is it not? Bobby Shmurda, we all threw the hat up, we all did the dance, we want Bobby to come home, we're all gonna celebrate. I don't know.
I feel like it's such an important conversation.
It definitely is. I think it's just grey area. I think it's all grey area. I think you have to make the decision, like obviously you make your personal decision on who you want to listen to and stuff. And just, you know, that's it. You just have to make your own personal decision. You can't like hold people to your same standard as well.
Yes.
So if you're someone who draws very hard lines with things, that's amazing. And the minute you hear X, you're out. Like, that's it. And you draw super hard. You know, there's some people very absolute, draw very hard lines, cut that off. They did that. Fuck that. I'm not with it. I'm not listening to them. Removal for the playlist.
Yeah.
And you know, more people than not, and whether people want to admit it or not, a lot more of us are not that hard or at least rigid with our views on
things.
I'm not gonna say empathy. That's not what we're applying when we're maybe not being as like
hard.
As cut and dry with this happened and now I'm not gonna fuck with that person. I'm not gonna listen to it. Like time. You know, Chris Brown, I remember like when that happened and stuff and how that was received. And then there was some time before people kind of were warming back up and it seemed like, okay, you can kind of talk to him. But of course, at the end of the day, you still see that his career has been capped. But it has, hasn't it? Yeah, of course.
You're not going to be able to. You won't be able to strive like that. With that kind of like record on you, no way.
So there is like, you know, there are repercussions for it, like professionally and stuff like that.
Yeah, 100%.
As a fan though, like as fans, just gotta do what you're I guess what you're comfortable with.
Yeah, no, agreed.
What you're comfortable with, like, are you listening to Tory Lanez right now?
I haven't listened to Tory Lanez in ages.
Yeah, so it's easier for you not to have to, like, you don't need to cancel him if you, well, not like you wouldn't cancel him, but I'm just saying, if you wasn't really listening to him anyway, now knowing that he's just a absolute,
it like... It doesn't... And the thing is, exactly. I like Tory Lanez's music, but the problem is that I like Tory Lanez's music up until probably his sophomore album, if I remember correctly. After that, it was kind of, it was here nor there.
Yeah, that's fair.
And so, again, when you're not...
So, like, I'm not listening to him like that. Yeah. So, it's like, well, he's a dickhead.
Basically, it's not that hard.
It's really not that hard. I don't actually have any of his music in my playlist. It really wasn't hard. So it doesn't even count as separating the artist from the art.
Yes, it's true. But I thought it's definitely interesting,
and it's definitely just a hard one because, you know, they don't make the art out. They don't make the thing out of thin air. Even actors, you know, and actresses, when they go for their roles and, you know, the way some of them have to go and get counselling after, you know, the unfortunate case of Heath Ledger, you get into that. I mean, artist as a general term for anyone who creates some type of content that then goes out, couldn't separate himself from the role.
Yeah.
After the fact, yeah. Michael B. Jordan spoke about having to get counselling after playing Killmonger because... I guess going into that radical frame of mind and then coming back into his reality where he's going to be dealing with, you know, he had to get almost kind of like deprogramming.
Yeah, yeah, because you, as part of your job as an actor, have to get so consumed by the role. Where it becomes you.
Depends on the type of actors, though. Yeah. Like, not all actors get that deep. You know, if you just do like maybe like romance flicks, like chick flicks and stuff, I don't know how deep into that you would go, but if maybe it's like a darker role and other things, of course. But you can look at
Heath Ledger's a prime example.
Yeah.
He absolutely played, it was a masterclass of how he played the Joker.
Yeah.
But it then starts to think that for you to do that, you're going to have to get into like, you're going to have to really get into his
character. Well, of course, he got into a very extremely, like, as dark they say, place, like, dark place. So, you know, separating the art from the artist when the artist informs the art and it produces the thing. It's like, you know, when you grow up and you find out about what certain songs actually meant and, you know, like you just find, this is what that song was about. And like, you know, Seal, you know, the tune that he's got, yeah, it's about coke.
Yeah, I refuse to believe that. I'm not having it. Because I sing that song like a love song, so that can't be right.
Kiss from a Rose can't be about crack. I think it is.
No, it can't be.
It is. I swear I saw Did You Know? Like, you know them facts like come up. Like, did you know?
Do you know how passionate I sing that song? So I'm basically singing about crack.
It's fine. I mean, listen.
That's effectively what's happening.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, yeah. His face right now, he's just like, what?
I can't believe that, yeah.
Yeah, the tune is beautiful. See, this is what I'm saying.
Well, maybe if I want to write good music, does that mean I've got to go on crack then to write good music?
I mean, you can try it, but all the cases we've seen, it's gone mad. More power to you.
I'm just saying.
Well, oh, yeah. Salute to ITV.
Yes, big up ITV. Well done. They did well.
I was surprised. I was thinking, oh, they're going to do the apology thing. And... yeah.
Well, you know what? The way that I see it is, what the fuck did diversity need to apologize about? But obviously, I'm saying this because I'm a black man and I agree with it. But then I'm generally thinking let me take myself out of the time frame. What they actually did was wrong. Why the fuck are you offended about? Like, what? They did nothing to you.
A dance routine could not be, like, how could it be wrong?
How could, like, this is the question that I just can't seem to understand. Mm. If I'm a white person, yeah? And I'm not racist,
yes.
Yeah? So I'm not racist.
Yes.
What is that dance doing to me that's offending me so much that I must make a complaint?
Oh, don't bring politics into it.
Fucking idiot.
Is it a children's show?
I don't know.
I don't know. Like, it's family oriented. Don't bring the politics.
Stupid idiots.
More complaints than when that broadcaster said the N-word on...
Madness. So you would be so content with people who are not black saying the N-word, but one tiny little dance that is in support of Black Lives Mattering Yes. And all of a sudden now, they said, listen, one day it said like 900 something complaints. And then it said it was...
I saw like 2,000. Yeah, I was like...
It jumped up it just in the day.
It's crazy. I think, you know, people just need to really get a grip.
Yeah, people need to get a grip.
Because if that's triggering you like to that extent...
You just sort your life out. You 100% need to sort your life out.
You're watching Britain's Got Talent.
you've got bigger problems.
This is what I'm saying. This is what's going on.
You've got bigger issues to, and like, then you've got bigger fish to fry, bro.
Then you're upset with the dance routine, which is not it's not promoting anything negative.
Yeah.
It's, you know, something
people
that's
will find
people, you know what, people want to skip. Of course, people don't want to face like what's really going on.
Yeah.
They don't want to face what's really happening. They don't want to address it.
I was going to say, do you know what I will say to this? And it's a point that I've been seeing a lot of recently.
Yeah.
And we know it's not.
Yeah.
But it's commonly said that, you know, people shouldn't bring politics when they're referring to Black Lives Matter and stuff like that. And they shouldn't. Black Lives Matter is not a political matter. Black Lives Matter is a human rights issue. However, what I've noticed over the past, especially this year, because of the whole movement with Black Lives Matter as an entity, is that they've almost made it a political matter.
Yeah, because every time when I've seen discussions or when it's been brought up, there has been the political angle is there.
Do you know what it is? And I think what I'm starting to realize is that if you bring it from a political matter, as in from a political angle, just like you said, it means that there's now merit to say that, well, this is about entertainment, it's not about politics, why are we bringing this here?
Yeah.
When actually, if it's just a human rights issue, which is what it is, you can't then say, why are you bringing it on here? Because it overrides entertainment, it overrides sports. I think, do you know what I'm saying?
You know what it is? I think there's a lot of misinformation about...
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I mean... The literal word meaning, there's no way to confuse that, right?
Yeah.
But there's so much other stuff around Black Lives Matter, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, you know, we know how like propaganda and stuff works.
Yes,
so people
absolutely.
Have a little bit of info and suddenly, oh, it's political, it's neo-Marxism, it's this, it's da-da-da-da-da. Like, why? You can't be showing that to the kids, da-da-da-da-da. And there's just so much like going on around it. And so many people arguing and not enough people kind of explaining what's going on. And then people trying to divide up the convo. Like, it's just a mess, really. It's just a mess. But literal word meaning and, like you said, human rights. I don't even know where the political agenda came from.
Exactly. Like, it just baffles me. Yeah. It genuinely baffles me. Like, I was very confused by it. But then I understand that it's an agenda thing more than anything else, because black people aren't making it a political matter, because we know that
some
it's not about...
Some are.
Yeah, well, some are, but they're stupid.
I saw a clip yesterday from Good Morning Britain with
that guy's a douche.
Listen.
That guy's a douche.
They just got a...
That guy's a douche bag. He's a bag of douche.
They're just finding someone for Nafro and putting him on
Bro, the country's not going to shag you if you defend it.
It's not going to shag you. They're always so quick. They can find them.
But you know what though? You know what's so funny though? Yeah. I find it so convenient how they're able to find them for these things.
They're ready. They're calling in, like, oh, do you want me to chat? Like, it's like, what's 100%. That guy? Who's the guy? John Barnes.
Oh yeah. They've got these men on speed though, because they're always conveniently there for the conversation. And you know what really irritates me? The fact that Piers Morgan is actually defending Black Lives Matter and actually saying that what you're doing is nonsense.
Well, like you said, a dirty word.
Yeah, I know. I feel actually filthy, absolutely filthy, having to have said that. But you see what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, it actually pisses me right off.
Yeah, no. I saw that clip yesterday, and the guy, I was thinking, this is just, you lot are just so, like, disgusting.
It's been
guys are nasty. Like, it's actually, when you, like, I was thinking, and you know, like, he had, like, the MAGA hat and stuff, yeah, like, in the back. It was just all bad. I just thought, wow, this is crazy. Like, you really came on here, of course you did, because this is how you feel, and you're, oh, it was inappropriate. Yes, like.
Inappropriate? Shut the fuck up, man, idiot.
Sigh.
Anyway, moving on to celeb gossip, because it's not really celeb gossip, but Cardi and Offset.
Oh yeah,
do you know what? I can't lie to you.
Yeah,
I mean it's kind of funny, to be honest with you, because we all knew it was happening.
Oh, eventually.
Like, we all knew it was gonna happen.
Actually, no. Let me not say that. Actually, I don't know.
You don't think?
Celebrities are like weird because they always end up. They do eventually end up getting divorced, right?
They do, don't they?
But Cardi and Offset seem cool. Like, I know they like. I mean, she decided to, of course, take him back. after all of that apology tour that he was doing and stuff. That was all very like cringy and just yeah. But that was her decision, and everyone's like, all right, cool, whatever, doing your thing, raising your family, and now yeah, she's filing for divorce. More power to her.
More power to
honestly, nah, like.
So ever see everyone saying now, you know, you know how people are, innit? People got to run jokes. Your WAP couldn't hold him down.
That's a void argument though, because it's a void argument, right? Because she's
stupid.
She filed for a divorce. So.
Thank you. So it's actually not. It actually doesn't make any sense to the argument whatsoever because she filed for divorce.
I mean, obviously, like you said, jokes have to run, but let's just make them make sense, and
at least at the very least, just a little bit.
Let's just make them make.
Obviously,
sense.
People are fishing. People are fishing for like an audience, but it's just like at least like if you're gonna bang a joke, like the joke has to make sense.
Yeah,
at the very least.
More power to her. That is obviously what she's done. Because I think it was just TMZ and stuff that said that, yeah, she had filed for divorce. So I was like, well.
Just TMZ, you're just worried, isn't it?
Huh?
I said, when it's TMZ, you get a bit worried. I mean,
TMZ is like, at this point, when they said Wayne was dying or something like that. They're usually fairly, I know at one point, they were not a trusted source. But the minute they said Michael Jackson was dead, it all changed.
And they've not really missed since. Yeah, yeah.
Like, they haven't missed
it. Which is really annoying because I don't like them.
That was, you know, that was literally, like, the turning point in TMZ becoming, like, a legitimate
Because I remember, I remember exactly where it was.
You can't trust nothing. Where did that come
from?
TMZ was on the same, like, thing, same, like, lane as, like, Bossip and stuff.
You can't believe that sources are friends, all of that type of stuff.
You can't believe that. But they said Mike was dead and he was actually dead and that just changed.
Because I remember when Michael Jackson passed away, as in, like, it was all over, and it was worldwide. This is the first celebrity... Like proper celebrity.
I don't even think TV channels moved off of it for days.
They did not. It was constant.
Every news channel, everything was literally just for days.
All kept going back to saying that it was TMZ that broke it. TMZ broke it
because on Twitter, they break the story,
TMZ,
and people, and of course at that point people were, TMZ.
But then the minute
it was really old, they were right. I feel like ever since then everything's just been they've not missed. And at this point, to say that you don't believe them, it's like they were probably right.
No, you are right.
Yeah.
Wheel up time?
Oh, yeah, let's go.
So,
you
want to go first?
No, because I got to pull it up.
Well, my wheel up this week is the king of R&B.
Man
like Usher, obviously. I don't think he's ever dropped the title, to be honest with you, but that's another discussion for another day.
You don't think he's dropped what?
I don't think he was ever dethroned as King of
R&B.
Oh,
it's King of R&B.
But yeah, so he dropped a new tune. I'm definitely looking forward to a new album from Usher. This one's called Bad Habits.
Have you seen the video?
Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. You liked it like that?
Yeah. No, do you know what it is?
Because he was just dancing. It's just like, you know.
I love it. It wasn't anything like...
It wasn't over the top. That's why I was like, oh, you loved it like that. It was just...
It's perfect.
Normal, just, you know, dancing. A couple moves. Yeah, it's good.
I said to someone the other day, it's a 10 out of 10 song. Like, as in, like, the lyrics, perfect.
Yeah.
Production, perfect. The concept behind the song.
Do you think
it'll
get appreciated though? Because I haven't seen much talk
about it, and that's what's really annoying me. Because
Usher's a superstar.
He's a superstar. Legit.
If he drops, I feel like I just thought I would maybe just see more conversations. But like he has a wide ranging audience. So
I don't know. I feel as though fans will appreciate it. So I feel like this song probably gets the love that it deserves.
Of course.
But I think from a social commentary point of view.
Yeah.
It doesn't. And I feel like I was talking about this song for a good like 3 days.
Yeah.
Because I was just like,
it's a good song. I like it a lot.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But then saying that, you know, last week when we were talking about that Robert Glasper tune, I was banging on about that tune because
love
that tune was gorgeous. It just bypassed.
Yeah, that, of course. But he's also a lot more low key.
He is a
At least not low key, underexposed.
Yes, I agree.
Artist and stuff. So, oh, you know what? I just changed my wheel up last minute because remember my guy Nux. Nux released. Okay, so my wheel up was going to be Nines, NIC from his Crabs in the Bucket album, which is really, really good. If you haven't listened to it, go listen to it. But as you were saying that, and I was saying, oh, you know, he's Glassware is underexposed, I was like, Nux dropped his EP. And I have changed my mind and I'm going to go with Nux dropped an EP called London Class last week.
And if you haven't listened to that,
yeah, if you haven't listened to it, go listen to it. And I'm going to choose Your Worth as the tune that for my wheel up this week.
All right, let's go.
Might would have been. Is Wi-Fi trying to mess me up here? What's going on? But yeah, Nux is just one of those artists that's just, he's underexposed to me. And I just want more people to talk about him. But yeah.
Oh, I love it.
He's just so good.
He's actually very, very
He's just so good.
He's very, very
I really enjoy Nux. And I mean, I know like earlier in the year he dropped Home, which got probably maybe like a lot more commentary than I've probably seen on a Nux release and stuff. But yeah, London Class is great. You should like definitely listen to it. And if you haven't listened to Crabs in the Bucket, go listen to that too.
I've heard a lot of good stuff about Nines. I need to get into Nines, to be honest with you. Yeah. I don't want to prejudge because I haven't, but I know Nines is good. It's just I've heard features and I've been like, I'm impressed, but I've just never had the time to go into a Nines project.
And you know what? I don't want to talk about Nines when I'm playing Nux. Let me wait for Nux to
finish. Is that Tiggs?
No. Tiggs is on
Nines is.
On NIC, the tune I was going to play is on that.
Oh, Tiggs is heavy, man.
And Nines is just telling the story. No, I'm not talking about Nines, I'm talking about Nux. Stop it. But yeah. Your Worth is really dope. And everyone should go listen to London Class by Nux. We have a playlist now anyway, so we'll be putting the wheel ups up on the playlist. So that you guys can check out all the tunes that we play when we're on the show. But yeah, Nines' album, really sick. Tiggs is on that tune that I was going to play. It is rap though. And one last thing I'll just say about Nines. What I like about Nines is that also with the girl tunes that he does, like the kind of slower, like Airplane Mode or even like Ring-a-Ling with like Heady One or whatever, all those types of tunes. And he has another tune on there called like Don't Change or somebody. I forget the name now, sorry. But he just does them really well. They just sound like kind of like classic rap singing tunes. It doesn't sound forced. I think maybe it's also because of his flow as well. I know it could be maybe a little bit monotonous, but it works. It's just, yeah, it's a really good album.
Dope.
That rap wise, yeah.
Well, that's us for today. That was actually quite a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah, even though we had to do it again.
But, you know. We're going to call it The Lost Files.
Yeah, no, legit. That's what it's called. The Lost Episode. That's
the Lost Episode.
That's,
that's
exactly what it's called.
But anyway, we will see you guys on another episode. The great thing about us at the moment is we've got loads of stuff happening. So as much as we're doing like podcast episodes, we've got some. Can I not reveal too much?
Don't talk too much.
I won't say too much in it. Co-host has said keep quiet. So anyway, it's a surprise, isn't it? It's a surprise, isn't it? But anyway, subscribe. We're on Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, all that good stuff. And we will see you on another episode. Peace.